So we're just gonna relax and breathe. Oh, Feels so good to just sink into that beautiful place of peace that underlies all of the activity. Remembering and trusting that all is truly well right here and right now. And anything that looks like it's going wrong is actually something going right from a broader perspective. And so we relax and breathe and remember that there is this beautiful place, peace, serenity, tranquility, calm, that underlies all of the activity. Peace that underlies what seems like chaos at times. Just sinking into that beautiful place of peace. And breathing slowly and deeply into our heart space. Breathing slowly and deeply. Just a few slow, deep breaths reminds our body that all is well and that this is a perfect place to just relax, let go, and feel that incredible serenity, that place of security and love that is ever at the center of all life. Relaxing and breathing. All we have to do right now. It is such a gift to ourselves to set aside some time to just relax and remember the goodness, the grace, the beauty, the harmony, the wholeness, the health, the love that is life itself. Feels so good to me. And as I was looking at Facebook this morning, I came across a couple of older Abraham quotes. And the first one from April of 2014. Abraham said, "Let's call conditional love. I need to see it and hear it and smell it and taste it and touch it. And let's call unconditional love. I am joyful in the knowledge of it." If you can stay unconditional for a while, the conditions will begin to positively surround you. And once you're sustaining that alignment, then you'll be rampaging your appreciation. You'll be making your list of positive aspects. You won't be using them to get someplace you're not and inflaming the end of the stick that you don't mean to, because the momentum of where you are is the momentum that's being added to. Make the best of where you are. That's the path of least resistance. Make yourself feel as good as you can feel right here and right now. And the second quote from May of 2016, the questioner said, "I love you and I love Esther. I found you when I decided I wanted to be happy. And the journey has been really educational and evolving. I'm getting better at fun, trying to do more of that." And Abraham says, "Fun just comes naturally when you're in alignment. Don't try to force fun. It just reminds me how much fun you're not having." I said, "That's the thing." Oh, the questioner said, "That's the thing. It's like a lot of times I feel more neutral. Just more like, I'm okay, I'm not high flying. And Abraham said, you don't have to be bouncing off the wall. In other words, sometimes alignment feels like sincere interest in something. Sometimes it feels like anticipation. Sometimes it feels like satisfaction. Sometimes it feels like ease. Sometimes it feels like exhilaration. Sometimes it feels like appreciation. Sometimes it feels like love. Sometimes it feels like passion. Let it move around in the different feelings that are in that high-flying place. But don't try to contrive it or force it or hype it. Just let it be. So we're going to just let it be during this time. And we're going to feel for these places that Abraham described. And they said, sometimes alignment feels like sincere interest in something. Take a moment and just breathe and relax. And see if you can find something in your life that you can think of that you feel sincerely interested in. What feels like interest? What calls you to explore or ask questions or investigate a little more? What causes you to start a conversation with someone because you're sincerely interested? Or perhaps there's someone that you're sincerely interested in. Think about being in a place where you're listening to someone with sincere interest. Just setting aside the time to pay attention and listen with sincere interest. Could be to a person right in front of you, or someone on a recording. Could be an Abraham workshop, or a podcast, or a family member, or a friend, or a new acquaintance. Imagine a moment of breathing and relaxing into sincere listening, just because you're interested. And now, if you're ready, we can move from sincere interest to appreciation. Think of something that's happened recently. Someone or something or some experience that generated within you a deep appreciation. Maybe a person, place, or thing you appreciate. A Maybe a place where appreciation flows easily. A delicious meal or beautiful music or a gorgeous smile directed right at you. A hug from a little child. Several times last night playing Mrs. Santa, I had hugs from two or three little children all at once. Oh, I felt appreciation and gratitude and joy in those moments. What causes you to feel deep appreciation? And now perhaps you can turn that deep appreciation to yourself and your life. Think of something you truly appreciate about yourself. What do you love about being you? You are unique just like everyone else. And you have a constellation of gifts and talents and abilities, qualities that you've developed and ones you were born with that make you shine brightly just as you. What do you love about yourself? Abraham also suggested that alignment sometimes feels like satisfaction. They've been talking about that a lot lately. Satisfaction and contentment is the first step on the upper half of the emotional scale. And so think of something that feels satisfying to you. So many things in life can be satisfying. There are things that are really obvious, like eating a filling, healthy meal, or getting a phone call from somebody that you really appreciate. Or making a phone call to someone you really appreciate can be very satisfying. But there are many simple things that I find satisfying that came to mind when I read this quote. I find satisfaction in writing a check to pay a bill or to pay off an amount owed. Think about something related to money that feels satisfying to you. Perhaps getting an unexpected check in the mail. something that feels satisfying. Thinking about satisfaction. Abraham also suggested alignment can feel like ease. What does ease feel like to you? Can feel like sitting in a hot tub. Going for a swim. I obviously like water. Can feel like taking a walk when your body wants to move. Or ease can feel like sinking into a comfy armchair or sliding into bed at night when you feel tired and ready to rest. Can be like Abraham's analogy about just letting go of the oars and flowing downstream. Think about what ease feels like. And it's just an extension of the idea of ease. But think about what it feels like in those moments when you feel like you're in the flow, where everything is just falling into place comfortably and beautifully, where one thing after another just turns up exactly right. In a particular hour of a particular day, something is just responding to a great vibration and flowing. Beautiful synchronicities and events and doors opening and people speaking. Being in the flow. Abraham also suggested that we could focus on love. What do you love? When you say the word love, does it bring to mind a face? Or a whole series of faces. Children of all ages. Older people. Friends and family. Love can even remind us of people who are no longer on the planet. people that we have non-physical relationships with now, or we'd like to. Think about the faces of love. And think about the feeling of love. When you're feeling that love, how does your body vibrate? Perhaps a warmth in your heart and a smile on your face and a twinkle in your eye and a brightness, a light that goes on. We shine when we love. The light of who we are just radiates from our heart. And we are beautiful when we love. So as we get toward the end of this, let's think of one that really I love, that Abraham didn't mention in this particular quote. Let's think about beauty. Because beauty surrounds us. There's beauty in the flowers and the skies and the clouds and the water and the reflection. There's beauty in the people. There's beauty in the moments. There's beauty in the things that we look at. There's beauty in the things that we hear and taste and touch. There's beauty in the scents that we smell. And as we open up to beauty in life, I'm reminded of a quote from the angel cards that says that beauty requires a serene mind to see the beauty in nature, and a serene heart to see the beauty in people. And so as we close, let's just take a moment to allow our hearts and minds to see beauty, to commit to being peaceful so that we can see the beauty of our lives and this extraordinary world that we live in, and all the beautiful creatures and people and things that we share it with. In this holiday season, whatever you might celebrate, let's remember to focus on the love and the appreciation, the beauty and the joy. I am so grateful to be here with each of you, to appreciate the beauty of who we are and all that comes before us. I give thanks for this. And so it is.